Parsha, Parshat Bechukosai. In Bechukosai, Telechu as Mitzvosai Tishmoru Vasisam Osam. Kash Baruch Hu gives a Tanai. If you follow the Chukim and the Mishpatim, then you'll be zocha to different bracha. Nasati Gishmecha Beitam Venasna Haaretz Yevula Vechule. But if you don't, then Vimlotish Mulivalosa, so in Pokose Temosu, Vesmishbatai, Tigal Nafshachem, then there's a bunch of klolos. There's a machlokes and kiddushin in the Mishnah, Samach Aleph Mud Aleph. Tanai Kofel. Rav Meir says, Kol Tanai She'enu Kitanai B'nei Gadu B'nei Ruvain, Eno Tanai. Shenemar vayomer aleim imyavim bnei gadu bnei ruvein v'ksivim lo yavru chalutzim. So the Tanai said to bnei gadu bnei ruvein is, if you want to be zocha on the other side of the Yarden, you need to come over armed and fight. And if you don't come over, you don't fight, then you won't be zocha to the oretz mitzad sheni of on the Eivor Yarden, meaning on the. On the east of the Yarden. So it's not kafel, because if it only would have said, if you come over armed, then you'll be zocha to the land, that wasn't enough. It needs to say the lav as well. If you don't do it, then you won't be zocha. So you see that you need a tnai kafel. And Rav Chanina ben Gamliel is cholik. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says that you don't need a tnai kafel. And there's a specific reason to say that if you don't come over armed, then you're not going to be zochah to the land. Because if they didn't say that, then you would maybe think that Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvin wouldn't get any land at all. So the Gemara on Samach Aleph Amud Beis tries to bring rayas from different psukim to see if you need tanai kafel or not. So the Gemara says towards the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis in Kiddushin, Bishlam Ler of Meir, Hainu Dechtiv in Bechukosai Teilecho Ves Bechukosai Temosu. We have a Tanai Kofel in our Parsha. It sounds like a riot that you need a Tanai Kofel to make a Tanai. For the Tanai to be Chal. El Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Lamali, Hitzdrich. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, really, the Tanai Kofel is not because you always need Tanai Kofel. But the pshat is, if I didn't say in Bechukosai Temosu, I wouldn't know that I get a klolo if I don't follow the Torah mitzvahs. Just I would think that I don't get the bracha and I don't get the klolo. Tamashmalam in Bechukosai Temosu, that there is a klolo as well. But you see, the Gemara brings from our parsha is trying to bring a raya to Tanai Kofel from Bechukosai Teilecho and Bechukosai Temosu. The Gemara in Ksuvis. So if you want the Mishmatei Tanoim, the Rambam in Perek Vav Mehilchos Ishus quotes to you what the Mishmatei Tanoim are. That for every Tanai to be a Tanai, there are different rules. And the Rambam in Halacha Beis says that there a Perek Vav Halacha Beis counts four things. Elu Hein Har Ba Advarim Shal Kol Tanai. Sheyet Tanai Kofel. Sheyu Hein Shalo Kodem Olav. You need to say the what will happen before what won't happen. That's in Kosai Teilechu, then you'll be zocha. In Kosai Temosu, then you won't have it. That's Hein Kodem Olav. V'sheyiyeh HaTanai Kodem L'maisa. The Tanai needs to be stated before the Maisa, like here. We said the Tanai, if you follow the Torah mitzvahs, then you'll be zocha to the mitzvahs. V'sheyiyeh Tanai Dovash Efshel L'kaimo. Tanai needs to be something which is possible to do. You can keep the Torah, you can keep the mitzvahs, but you can't make a Tanai of, if I go up Ad L'Rakia, that Tanai is not a Tanai. And then the Rambam goes on to explain how the Tanaim work. Gemara in Ksuvis Ayin Dalad has a different necessity for Tanaim to be Chal. It needs to be Efshir L'Kiyumei Adei Shliach. The Gemara says about the following case. What if the Dayan says to the Yavam, I want you to do Chalitza, and you're going to do Chalitza Amanas that the Isha gives you Masayim Zuz. So Gemara says, even if she doesn't give Masayim Zuz, this Chalitza still works, because there's a call that the Tanai needs to be Dover She'efshir L'kayim Ayidei Shliach, and this case is not case Efshir L'kayim Ayidei Shliach. Rashi explains. Rashi says, Efshir L'kayim L'maisa Shel Tanai Ayidei Shliach. Like the case of Chai ben Gad ben Reuven, the Mice is Efshar de Shliach, Shehari Moshe Tziva li Yehoshua Loseis Lohem Es Ha'aretz, Sheyash Luchol Shem Moshe V'nosno Lohem. So Yehoshua was Moshe's Shliach, and therefore the Mice of ben Gad ben Reuven getting their land, that's called Efshar L'Kumei Adei Shliach. Aval Chalitza E Efshar L'Kaima Adei Shliach. Chalitza cannot be Nizkayim through a Shliach. So then, you can't say to a shliach, the shliach should be the recipient of the chalitza. Therefore, the tanai is not a tanai, and even if she doesn't give masayim zuz, the chalitza is still kosher. Tosos in Ksuvis, ayin dalam aleph, and Tosos in Gittin, ayin hey amud aleph, have a kasha. More in Gittin, ayin hey amud aleph, is discussing one of the mishpatei tanoim. It's discussing that you need that the Maisa needs to be, that the Tanai needs to become the Maisa, and not the Maisa kodem l'Tanai. So, first off, Rashi and Gittin points out that the whole machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Chanina ben Gamliel in the Mishnah and Kiddushin about if you need a Tanai Kofel or not, is davka by Tanai Kofel. But everyone agrees when it comes to at least certain other Mishpatei Tanayim, that everyone agrees that you need those Tanayim. So, for example, Efshir l'kaima de shliach, or or maisa, or tanai kodem l'maisa. In those cases, that everyone agrees that you need to mekayim those tanayim for the tanai to work. Back if it's efshir de shliach, then the tanai is a real tanai. So Tosos and Gittin and Tosos and Ksuvas ask, where do you see from the parsha of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven that you needed to be Efshar Kayim Ayde Shliach? Maybe that was the Maisa that happened. It happens to be a case where it's Efshar Ayde Shliach. The other cases of Tanai Kofel, the cases of Tanai Kodem L'Maisa, Hain Kodem L'Lav, since the Tanai was said Davka in that way, we see that those are requirements for the Tanai to work. But by Shliach, where do you see anything inherent in the Tanai that every Tanai needs a Shliach? Maybe that's just the way the Maisa turned out. That's what Tosos asks in Gittin, Ayin Hem Aleph, and Ksuvis, Ayin Dal Amud Aleph.
So what do you see inherent in the Tanai when they go to Bnei Reuven?
Yeah. So Tosos in Ksuvis gives one answer, but I want to focus on Tosos and Gittin's Teres. Tosos and Gittin says something wild. First, he answers that you're right, but let's look at all the Tanaim. If you go through the list in Kiddushin Samach Aleph and Beis of all the Tanaim which the Gemara brings there, and you see, and you look at them, you'll realize they're all Efshar L'Kiyumei Adei Shliach. Therefore, we require every Tanai to be Efshar Ayadei Shliach for the Tanai to work, because that's the way that all the examples that are brought in Kiddushin are. The lashon of Tosfos is mishum the kol hatanoim haksuvim the maisi bekidushin havu beinyan ze shmamino debain and mamish ki haygavna. Now here's the kicker. Tosfos explains why the case of bichukosai telechu is called efshar de tanai. The bichukosai telechu, huh? Yeah, efshar de shliach. Thank you. The bichukosai telechu vim tovu ushmatem, which is another pasuk which you need to keep, is very much kein kosai telechu. That you need to keep the Torah, keep the mitzvahs. Nami rov mitzvahs ayde shliach. So most mitzvahs ayde shliach. Therefore, that's called efshar l'kiyumei ayde shliach. First of all, rov's not all good, but Tosfos understands that's enough to be called efshar l'kiyumei ayde shliach. Is there a different problem though?
Does that mean both stadim?
What do you mean both stadim?
Like the chalitza, if the money can be given to shliach, the chalitza can't.
Oh, so it's clear from there that what's called efshar l'kaima de shliach, and also by Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, is we care about the maisa, the maisa of nesinas ha'aretz to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. That's efshar de shliach through Yehoshua. The chalitza itself, a chalitza is efshar de shliach. So we need the maisa to be shliach. In our parsha, what is the maisa? The Maisa is the bracha that's given. It's the Schar Mitzvah. And Tosfos says, Rov Mitzvahs Ayadei Shliach. So he's focusing on the Mchukosei Telechu.
chalitza is that the tnai is the chalitza?
No, the tnai is if she gives you masayim zuz, the chalitza will be chal. So that's after aydei shliach. She can hire a shliach to give masayim zuz. The ma'is is not aydei shliach. Clear from that gemara that when we say after aydei shliach, we need the ma'is to be aydei shliach. And our Gemara, and Tosfos says that Mechusay Telechu is called Esher Adei Shliach because Rov Mitzvah Adei Shliach. Mechusay Telechu is the Tanai. You don't need the Tanai to be Esher Adei Shliach. You need the Maisa to be Esher Adei Shliach. It could be it's true that the Schar Mitzvah is Esher Adei Shliach, but that's not what Tosfos says. You should be Goris in the Tosfos. Rov Schar Mitzvah Adei Shliach. That's what we care about. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Tzarech Iyun Gadol, Marm Shif, Pnei Yeshua, all ask the Kasha on Tosfos. Furthermore, the Marm Shif has another Kasha. Is it really true that Rov Mitzvahs are not Ayyadei Shliach? Every Losa, I'm sorry, is it really true that Rov Mitzvahs are Ayyadei Shliach? Every Losa, say, is on the Guf, it's E.F. Shayyadei Shliach. And there's many Mitzvahs, say, which are which are not Efshar Adei Shliach, Tefillin, Tzitzis, etc. So you already have Rov. There are not Adei Shliach through every Los Aseh. You can't have someone else Mekayim for you a Los Aseh. So what Tosu is saying, Rov Mitzvahs Adei Shliach. But it could be that one question wouldn't answer the other one, because who's to say that Tosu really means, I mean, I don't know to make Gersas and Tosu. If Tosu really means Schar Mitzvahs Adei Shliach, then there's no focus on the mitzvahs being Adei Shliach. Mm-hmm. We're talking about specifically here in the Parsha that Rov Schar Mitzvah is Adei Shliach. Now you asked before, why would Tosfos use the lashon of Rov? So, B'derech Pilpul, so one of the brachas here, the first bracha, is V'nasati Kishmeichem Be'itam. So we know that Kosh Baruch Hu makes the rain come down. Is that called Efshar Adei Shliach though? So it's Gemara in Tainus Daf Beis Ma'alef. Shlosha Mavteichos Lo nimsur l'shliach, and one of the mafteichos which are davka through a kosh baruch, not through a shliach, is mafteich shel geshamim. Rashi there says that the gimel mafteichos of geshamim, chaya, and tchias hameisim will never be given to one shliach together at once. But really, each one individually could be given to a shliach. Which means even the case of rain is called Efshar Adei Shliach. Tosfos there says a different shot. Tosfos says you never will have a mafteach given to a shliach liolam.
Really?
But
how does he explain Elio?
No, that's what he's asking from Elio. He says that's not liolam. But it could. But really, okay. So it can't be given a shliach liolam. But really, on each individual mafteach of geshamim, tchias hameisim, chaya, really, we see it cannot be given to a shliach liolam. Rashi is a bigger kula that they all three can't be given biyachad, but they could be given individually. Tosfos holds even individually a mafteach is not given. So maybe that's why Tosfos says rov, if you make the gersa of the Tosfos, of rov schar mitzvahs ayde shliach, like what Tosfos should be saying, it would be rov and not kol because geshamim is not efshar adei shliach. But lechora the pshat is a tos. Because even though the mafteach shel geshamim lemaisa is never given ayidei shliach, geshamim is never ayidei shliach, avada kosh baruch hu has the yecholas to make geshamim come ayidei shliach. Lechor, just because the gemara says, I find it difficult to say, just because the gemara says gimel mafteachos lo nimsur l'shliach, that means that's called e efshar ayidei shliach. Pasha the Gemara is saying it's the Messias that's not given through a shliach. I don't know if that would be called E-Efshar Adei Shliach.
Is there anyone who changes the gears in Tosfos?
What?
Is there anyone who changes the gears in Tosfos?
No. You only entertain this problem based on what Tosfos should be saying. But the Achronim Bleib Shver and Tosfos, they all leave Sarachim. Okay. Later in the Parsha, in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, one of the klolos is V'nasati es areichem korba V'hashimosi es mikdashechem. Your mikdash will be desolate. V'lo areich bereich nichochachem. And I'm not going to smell your reich nichochachem. The Mishnah in Megillah Chavches Amud Aleph, let me read it to you. The Od Omer B'Yehuda Beis HaKnesses Shecharov So Beis HaKnesses, which is destroyed, there are different dinim associated with it that you can't do malacha. Ein maspidim besocho, ve'ein mafshilim besocho chavolim, ve'ein personal besocho matzilus, you don't put nets in there. Ve'ein shochtan al-gago peros, ve'ein osno sokan bedaria. All the general halachas of Beis HaKnesses apply even after its nechrov. Shenemar v'hashimosi es mikdashechem, the raya is from our pasuk, v'hashimosi es mikdashechem. Kedushasan af kishahen shomim. There is kedusha in the Beis HaKnesses even after it's desolate. And that's somehow understood from the pasuk of v'hashimosi es mikdashechem. The Tosfos Yontif is bothered, what's the deal? We'll get to Beis HaMikdash in a second. The Mishnah is only said the guy Beis HaKnesses. The pasuk seems to be talking about Beis HaMikdash. We'll see. Tosfos Yontif says the diuk is because if there would be no kedusha after its nechrav, the pasuk would have said ve'es mikdashechem ashomem. Now that it says v'hashimosi es mikdashechem, that means that the kedusha sticks. Because the way we read it is v'hashimosi es mikdashechem, even after it's shomem, even after it's desolate, mikdashechem. It still has a shame, mikdash to it. Or in this case, still has a shame, Beis HaKnesses to it. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a different shot, what the diuk is. Because the pasuk doesn't say v'hecharavti es mikdashechem, the pasuk says v'hashimosi es mikdashechem. Shmoma is different from nechrav. Nechrav means that batal lagamri, there's nothing there. Shmoma means that it can be desolate for a long, long time. But it doesn't mean that it's cancelled completely. There still is a shame kedusha to it. Those are two pshatim in where the diuk is from the pasuk, that there still is kedusha even after the Beis HaKnesses is destroyed. Now, where did Rabbi Yehuda see that this pasuk is talking about Beis HaKnesses? The Torah's Kohanim here says that it's that mikdashechem, Lashon Rabim, is lerabos Beis HaKnosios ubatim midrashios. That's not just Beis HaMikdash, even Beis HaKnosios, but the midrashios also have kedusha after it left shomim. And the Rambam, interestingly enough, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Rambam paskins that kedusha of mikdash is not batal, that there still is kedusha in the makom hamikdash, and he learns it from our pasuk. He brings the pasuk of v'hashimosi es mikdashechem. That's a raya that there still is kedusha in makom hamikdash, and in fact he brings the drasha that's said in the Mishnah of Lashon Rambam is afal pi deshomeim adayin kedusha yesh. Even though it's desolate, still there is kedusha in the makom hamikdash. So the Mishnah that we have, which was applied to batei kenasiyos, that there still is kedusha even after it's nechrav, the Rambam brings that exact drasha from the pasuk and the reason behind it, and says it's applied to a Beis HaMikdash, and that's the makor that you could be makriv even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. He says, makriv enough pishem bayis. You could eat kochim there, even though there's no mechitzas there, you could still eat kochim there. And he gets it from Lachor, his makor is the Torah's Kohanim. The Torah's Kohanim says, mikdashechem is l'rabos bata k'nesiyos bata midrashos. So the Pashut Pshat is, the Ikar Pasuk is talking about Beis HaMikdash. And then, there's a reboy in the Torah's Kohanim, that it's including Batei Knesios, Batei Midrashos, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda saw, Rabbi Yehuda's the Stam Sefer's Rabbi Yehuda anyways, so Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah here also, that's where Yehuda saw that even Batei Knesios, Batei Midrashos also have Kedusha, even after it's Necharav. And this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, this din, that Batei Knesios still have Kedusha, and the Mishnah Merura, when he explains the reason, he quotes the Tosaf Yonta's reason of why the Pasuk says, that the Pasuk says v'ashimosi mikdashechem, and not v'ashomeim, and not v'es mikdashechem ashomeim. Yeah.
Okay.
Means there still is definitely a chiyuv of kares, but
separate
sugya. Separate sugya. But I want to say over there on the Aruch HaNeir. The Aruch HaNeir and Yevamos Tav Vav Amud Beis. If you just look at our pasuk, there's an inherent diuk that needs to be made in our pasuk. Again, the pasuk is Vashi Moses mitoshechem v'lo areach reach nichoychechem. So he asks, how is it ever shayach v'lo areach? If the base of mikdash is nechrav, where are you going to get reach nichoach from? Don't tell me you're being makrav a bamo. We don't have shas tachar bamos right now. And even if bamos were mutter, there's no reach nichoach on bamos. The Gemara says in Zvachim. So how can the pasuk say I'm not going to be there'll be no reach nichoach? Anyways, there's no base on mikdash. What's the shayach reach nichoach? So Orchon there answers based on what we just said that it's muchach from this pasuk lechora that Kedusha Rishona is Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavo, that there still is a Kedusha in the Mikdash, and it's Shayach HaKrava, and then on that it's Shayach, even though that you're Makriv, still we say V'lo Ariach, that the Chisorin in HaKrava B'Zman L'Zeh is V'lo Ariach Nech, V'lo Ariach, there'll be no Ariach Necharach. Even if you're Makriv in Mokom HaMikdash, after it's Nechrov, and it's Mutter to do that, because of Makriv and Ava Pishayim Bias, nonetheless, lo areach, there will be no reach nichoach. And from this pasuk, the way we medayik the pasuk, it's now muchach that kedusha rishona is kitcha loss of lavo. It's muchach that mokum mikdash has kedusha, and you can be makriv Ava Pishayim Bias. And from the lashon rabbim in this pasuk of mikdash shechem, the Torah's koinim was marbe bata knesios bata midrashos. So the same way that based on Mikdash, based on the deal we have from Reach Nichoach, we see that based on Mikdash still has Kedusha Bizman Hazeh, even after it's Nechrov. And in the Lashon of Mikdash Shechem, we see that Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos are included as well. So it's a Raya that Batei Knesios still have Kedusha, even after they're in Nechrov as well. Even though the deal that we proved that there still is Kedusha, even after Churban, is a diuk which was said davka by Beis HaMikdash, because Beis HaMikdash we still say that there's no reach nichoach, so you see it's shayach kedusha, shayach hakrova, even after the Churban. Even though the diuk was said by Beis HaMikdash, nonetheless, since the lashon of the pasuk, lashon rabim, we apply that same din to batei knesios and batei midrashos. The lashon of mikdash shechem, lashon rabim, tells us that even batei knesios still have kedusha even after the Churban of that Beis HaKnesses. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Megillah got it from when he says that the Kedushas and Afkeshen Shomim, that a basic Knesset has Kedusha even after its Shomim, that's where he saw from in the Pasuk. So you don't need the Tosos Yantas Pshat, you don't need the Rikiv Egesh Pshat, there are Medayik in the Psukim about the Lashon of the Pasuk of Vashimosi, Spitashechim, since Vashimosi doesn't say the Echaravti or the Seder of the Pasuk, and that's the Raya that there still is Kedusha even after its Necharav. No! The deal comes inherently from the pasuk, from the fact that Lagabi Beis HaMikdash, we say that V'lo Areach Nichoach, which is mashma that it's Shayach HaKrov Bizman Hazeh, even after the Mikdash is destroyed. And then the next step is that, including the Lashon of Mikdash Shechem, is the Rabbos Batei Knesios Batei Midrashos. You see from that inherently the Batei Knesios have Kedusha even after its Nechrov. And it's not necessary to make any inherent diuk in the Seder of the Pasuk of Ashi Mosi as Mikdash Shechem, because Mineu Bei from the context of the entire Pasuk, you see that there is Kedusha even after the Churban. Bein Lagabe Beis HaMikdash, Bein Lagabe Batei Knesios Batei Midrashos. And Liolam, the Iker Pasuk, is talking about Beis HaMikdash, that is Kitcha Losad Lavo. And that's why that which the Rambam paskins, that Kedusha Rishona is Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha Losad Lavo, the Rambam says, the Rambam brings this Pasuk and this Drasha. So even though it's in the Mishnah, Agabe Beis HaKnesses, the way we're being masbir is that this Mishnah is really the second step. This Mishnah is from the Riboy of Mikdash Shechem, that Beis HaKnesses also has Kedusha, even after its Nechrov. But the Iker Pasuk was stated by Beis HaMikdash, and Beis HaMikdash is Kitcha La'asid Lava. And the Raya is from the whole Pasuk itself. I don't know how the Mandamar who doesn't learn La'asid Lava, how they'd read the Pasuk. But Lahore, you would say according to this that the Mishnah Megillah, the Stam Mishnah Megillah, that says that there's Kedusha for Beis HaKnesses even after a Churban would be a Raya that there still is Kedusha Bizman Hazeh in the Makom HaMikdash.
The Pasuk seems to be referring to their Mikdash, not Hashem's.
Okay.
So, according to the word, it says that it's not that basic mishmash. So, how is he getting that from the pasuk?
The one who's talking about what?
It says that really is referring to the basic mikdash.
Well, Pashup Shah is talking about basic mikdash for sure.
How?
Vashim Mosi is mikdash Sheikhem.
Mikdash Sheikhem. There.
Jews.
No, it seems, but the whole entire part of that piece in general is talking about if you go and you do and you have a virus on you and I'm going to destroy their the pasuk before talks about the avodah zara, which is going to destroy, and then it says, and still I'm going to destroy Esbet or Seicha. It seems it's talking about the avodah zaras.
Chazal darshan l'gabi beis hamikdash, so I can tell you. And also,
they for sure burnt incense.
They won't be real. Yichochem is talking to the Jews.
I get that, but I don't see how I see it.
Right. We'll get afterwards then. Now, regarding Reach Nichoach, at this point, the way we said over the Aruchon there, it's mashma that even though it's mutra lahakrav bizman hazeh, nonetheless, you won't have the milah of Reach Nichoach. That's the way it sounded like from the Aruchon there. However, in his tshuvas, in tshuvas binyan tzion, simon aleph, the first tshuva he deals with is being makar bizman hazeh, and he writes that you cannot be makar bizman hazeh. He writes almost word for word the exact same shtickle Torah that we just said over. But he adds that since there's a mishnah in Zvachim daf mem vav amud beis that says that you need six different things when you're makar of a korban, and one of those things you need is you need it to be l'shem nichoach. You need to be makar of the korban l'shem nichoach, which means you need to be makar of it that with the kavanah that it should be l'ratzon for Hashem. So if we don't have reach nichoach bizman hazeh, then we're chaser in the shem nichoach. So you can't be makar of shem nichoach. So you can't be makar because we're lacking in the shem of nichoach. So he means that you can't be makar of bichlal. So then he asked the obvious question: if you can't be makar at all, then l'mayn nafkamina makriv nafkapi shein bias. How is it shaykh to paskin to hold makriv nafkapi shein bias if they in pasuk there's no reach nichoach and you need the reach nichoach to be makriv? So he answers a few answers. First, he says nafkamina for b'di'evin, that even though you need to be makar l'shem nichoach, if you're not makar l'shem nichoach, it doesn't pass with the korban. The hakrova was still kosher. You could eat the korban. If you made a neder to bring a korban, you could still your yotze your neder if you were makar of this korban. That's his first answer. Then he says the whole chisaron of reach nichoach in this parsha, the klal of lo arech b'reach nichochachem, it's only chaser if the mikdash is shomem al pi rasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't want you to have reach nichoach, then the klal is there. What if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says build the base of mikdash, and then you choose to be makriv the makom hamikdash? In that case, there would be no chisaron of reach nichoach. Because the taka is nechshav kareach nichoach, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to be makar, because he asked you to build the base of mikdash. So the Orachon there says, Bayasheni, when they were building Bayasheni, the taka were makriv even before the base of mikdash was built. Bimei Ezra, they were makriv, because there's no chisaron of reach nichoach. Because the Orachon there's whole focus, or here in Shuvah's being seen, there's whole focus on whether he makriv or not is shem reach nichoach. We're not getting involved in the other reasons about why you could or cannot be makriv. There are many other reasons that it could be wrong to be makriv bizman hazeh.
Every carbon needs some sort of incense behind it.
No. It's not incense. This reach nichoach is shem nichoach is nachas ruach l'kodesh baruch. And the Kodesh Baruch says bizman hazeh, it's not going to be. There's no nachas ruach.
Yeah, but before the base of mikdash, they were allowed with bamos. So isn't.
We're talking here between bias rishon and bias sheni. And Mizman, when Kodesh Baruch Hu was asked, to build by a sheni,
okay,
the Nitziv is in the same camp as the Archim there. There's four Nitzivs. The Nitziv here in the Parsha, the Nitziv in Re'ei, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Gimel. He says it's also Lahakrav Bizman Hazeh because we're lacking Reach Nichoach. He also says the same Heter, that there's no Klola after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Rishus to build the base of Mikdosh, there's no Chisaron of Reach Nechoach then, and it's Mutzer LaHakrav even before the Mikdosh was built. And then he points out something new. That in all the Korbanos, it says Reach Nechoach, except for Korban Pesach. It doesn't mention anywhere Reach Nechoach or Korban Pesach. So he says, Lemaisa, they were makir of the Korban Pesach. He doesn't go with the Orchon Neres Pshat between Bayis Mishon and Bayis Sheni. He says, after Bayis Sheni, he says, the Mizbeach still stood Bimkomo for 54 years, 52 years, 54 years. And during that time, they were makir of Korban Pesach. Azoizok ben Siv. And he says, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafyud Aleph, that one of the reasons that you're Ma'aber Shana is for Psochem. That you want the set to be fatter, so there would be ma'aber for that. The Gemara says this by Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was right after the Chorban Bayis Sheni. So Zokta Netziv, you see from this that Rabbi Gamliel wanted the Psachim to be roy to be nikrov. You see from this that they were makriv Chorban Pesach even after Chorban Bayis Sheni. How is that possible? There's no rech. How is that possible? You can't be makir. Teretz is, there's no chisor in the reach nechoach by Korban Pesach because it doesn't say reach nechoach by Korban Pesach. So his right from the Gemara is not his right. We showed him learned what?
Who was it?
Rabbi Gamliel.
Wasn't he also doing this monobias?
I don't know his cheshmei. He says here that's achra bias. There's different Rabbi Gamliels as well, but.
Heard about this? Vilna Gaon, when he was on his way to Eretz Yisrael. He said that if I make it there, I'm being mocked at Korban Pesach.
So the famous Maisa that's brought is in Sefer Kafter of Aferach, he brings already earlier from one of the Rishonim, Vichil Miparis, that he wanted to be mocked at Korban Pesach.
He was really allowed to be mocked at Korban Pesach.
Especially the Fides Cheshbon, correct.
But also, isn't what about the Aser Bamos? Can't you be not allowed to be mocked at Korban Pesach?
You're not allowed to be what?
Aren't you not allowed to be mocked at Korban Pesach?
This here yeah, we're saying Pshat and Kitzur Rishon, the Kitzur Loss of Lavo is that this doesn't have a din of Bama. This has a din of as if it's Bismah, if it's a Makom Mikdash. They did discuss in the past maybe you could be Makrev even Betur Bama. That's already beyond the purview of this discussion. How Betur what you're being Makrev? Gabi Tomei Meis, he felt the Tomei Tzibur, I guess, for the Tzarek of the Korban, you could go on Har Bayis. So that's the discussion. There are Acharonim that are Cholik on this Mahalik from the Netziv and the Aruch HaNer about Reach Nechoach being a Chisaron to be Makriv. They say that there's a Ramban, if you look at the Ramban in this week's Parsha, you'll see the Ramban says that forget about Achar HaKorban. Even by Bayis Sheni, there was no Reach Nechoach. The Reach Nechoach was really lacking in Bayis Sheni. So clearly, the Klola cannot be talking about that after the Chorban, there's no Din Nichoach. Rather, you're going to have to read the Pasuk differently. So, according to that, Reach Nichoach would not be a Chisaron. Reach Nichoach is only a Chisaron if Bisman HaMikdash, there is Reach Nichoach. After the Chorban, Asher LaHakriv, because you're lacking the Shem Nichoach. But the Klola here can't be talking about that din that you need to be mocked of the Shem Nichoach, because even by a Sheni we were mocked of Korbanos, even though it wasn't a Shem Nichoach according to the Ramban here. And you have to read the Pasuk differently. So it would not be correct to infer from this Parsha that the reason you can't be mocked of Bizman Angolos, Bizman Korban, is because of Nichoach. That's Achal Marcholik. One more idea from the Parsha. In Pasuk Chaf, there's a pasuk. One of the klolos is v'som l'riko chachem, that your koach, your work will go l'rik, will be in vain. The Torah's kohanim, on this pasuk says, what is this klola? It says zeshe who meisias bito, marries off his daughter, v'nosin lo mamon harbe, and gives her a lot of money, v'lo hispiku shivas yimei mishta, and she dies within 7 days after getting married. In 1 week he lost his daughter and he lost all the money he gave as in the dunya. Tosos in Ksuvas Memzayin Amud Beis brings a takana from Beinu Tam. Beinu Tam says that made a takana that if someone marries a woman and she dies toch Yud Beis Chodesh without any kids, all of the nedunya and the tachshitim go back to the Avi Hakala or to her Yorshim, and it doesn't stay by the Baal. So Rabbi Tam extended this klala of Toch Shavua, that if the wife, if the new kala dies within Yud Beis Chodesh, all of the money that the Baal received goes back to Yorshe HaIsha. Tosfos says in the end of his days, Rabbeinu Tam was chozer from this takana, but that is the takana. In Sefer HaYashar, Rabbeinu Tam, in Ramah he brings it twice. Ramah brings the takana twice. It's called takana shum because it was first said for the cities of Spira, is Shin, Vav is Ramiza and Worms, and Mem is Mains. So it's Takana Shum. Ramah brings it in Simen Kuf Yud Tes and Simen Nun Gimel. Kuf Yud Ches, rather. So Sefer Yashar, in the end, so he says, I chose 1 month, Ra'inu Shir Shana, L'Dover Zev, V'lo Yoser. Why only a year? Ki Achresh Noso Nishkach Min Alev Mashan Dosan. After a year, if his daughter dies after a year, he's mochel on the mammon that he gave, on the dunya that he gave, because he's Nishkach Min Alev. He already wasn't close to that in the dunya anymore. What is a year? I saw in one tshuva that there's a question if she there was a maaser where she died on the anniversary. Is that day considered Yom Shalafana or Kishana Shalafana or Shana Shalachra? Also, what about in we talked about Ibar Shana regarding Reach Nichalach, Ibar Shana. What if she dies 12 months and 2 weeks into the year? So, Beishmul brings the machlokas. If it's 12 months or 13 months. The pashtus it should be 12 months because it's totally in shichacha, and we assume that shichacha lasts for 12 months, not for a year. Who cares a halachic year? Shichacha lasts for 12 months. But there is a chiddush from the Chasam Sofer that shichacha in the Ibar Shana lasts 13 months because you remember things based on the moadim of the year and how long the year lasts. Nafkamina for Parsha Zohar, that Parsha Zohar, what's pshat? In the Ibar Shana, you don't mention, you're not maskir a malik in that year. Teretz is, no, you have a longer zikaron for that type of year. Later in Sefer HaYashar, and this is in Simen Tovshin Peches, he writes, Ritu is Lashon, Acharechein Nizkarti Mashashani B'Toras Kohanim. I remember the Toras Kohanim, which we said before, that within 7 days, if she dies, he loses all of his money and buries his daughter. Benasati Hodo L'Makom. We're no longer roy for the tochacha. Sheshaninu and parshas hatochacha v'sam lavi kochachem. Ukeshem sheyatzanu mizos kach netei mikol gzeros rose v'nispaser tovo shmuos v'shalom al Yisrael. He's happy with himself that he got rid of the klala, even extended it longer. That father that gives an nidunya to the daughter, even if she dies toch yibis chodesh, he only lost his daughter. He didn't lose the money associated with it. He was happy that we removed from that klala. Like I said, it's takana is brought in the Ramah. It's called takana shum. Even if no tanai was mentioned, the nisuin is still aldas this tanai. The Ramah says. Now, Rabbeinu Tam was the grandson of Rashi, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Meir, and he's called Rabbeinu Tam. Like you find from some of the Balei Tosfos that they have a nickname based on. So Yaakov was Ish Tam, so he's called Rabbeinu Tam. Or you have Tosos Rabbeinu Poras, so because his name was Yosef. It says Poras by the Parsha of Yosef. So, and this is Lamaisa brought, this is the Pashas that he's called Rabbeinu Tam based on Yaakov Ish Tam, and his name was Yaakov. And Mefarshim bring this. However, there is a Maisa. In the back of the Toras Kohanim, there is something called the Hagos Maharid. He was the Av Bezdin of Vishgar. And in Shnas Tuf Reish Dalad, 170 years ago, so 1840s, he had a dream that Rabbeinu Tam was called Rabbeinu Tam because he was Mevatel Gzeira of the Sam Lariko Chachem, like he says in Shuvah here in Sefer Yashar, that now with my Takana, we are Yotzei from the Tochacha, that's why he was called Rabbeinu Tam, because he was Mevatel Gzeira of the Sam Lariko Chachem. Okay, stop here.